You know, sometimes we either come across or we hear about somebody that needs help and needs our help. And my colleague and compatriot Chris came across a lady the other day, and instantly she touched his heart. And so I said, you know what? This is what we're here for as a station, to help people who help themselves and, above all, help others. Let me say good morning to Anna. Good morning, Anna. Hello.
Good morning to you, George.
How are you?
Hello, George.
Hello.
I am good, thank you.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for coming up and talking to us. Will you tell us your story and tell us why you need our help?
Well, my name is Annabelle Atwood, and I have a son. He's disabled, severely disabled, and his name is Dominic. Dominic will be 17 next month, and I am a YouTuber, and also I spread my goal to TikTok. And the reason why I public my life, I'm here in the UK. Dom was born a very rare syndrome, and all that time, but first Dom, you know, the health service helping Dominic, and over the years I follow what their you know, advice, because in the end of the day I am only the mom of Dom, which I don't really know behind the medical stuff, so I rely on the doctors, nurses, all kind of stuff. But Dom had all his operation here. Unfortunately, over the years, I thought that Dom will improve some of the Dom's part of his life, the body. He had a lot of, Dom had all 10 operations since birth, and some of that, I'm very thankful to our health service that Dom gives, they give him life. But his physical is the most problem with Dom. He got a club feet, which the reason why I end up here in YouTube, because I feel that Dom has been neglected here in the UK. He had all the operation here in the UK, but I felt like I am like a hamster, just round and round and round, asking for an answer, asking for help, but there is no help for me,
so
for my son.
What sort of help do you need, Anna?
Well, George, to be honest with you, for all these years, I have to take my son to America 2 months ago, because I need an answer for my son if he can walk in the future, because Dom doesn't really have a proper help here, like physiotherapy.
Of course, yeah.
That's the main need of Dom. I mean, he has a PCU, but we have PCUs here, but they only give the basics. Dom needs.
So the medical people in the UK saying that there is nothing they can do for Dom?
Well, Dom had had all his operation and the consultant. We're based in Children's Hospital here, Birmingham. Dominic based the consultant, most of his consultant based in Children's Hospital. Mm. And over the years, the consultant, he was really good, really kind, friendly. But from all the years passing by, instead of Dom improve, because he said there's no stopping him walking after the operation. But what I didn't know that Dom need constant physio, which where I live, Dom, very rare Dom in the physio. I mean, for 6 weeks holiday, there is no support of Dom physio. I mean, I'm doing a live stream here every day, every single day live stream, and that's why I cross the Chris, and Chris saw how I work hard for Dom. To me, I am a full-time carer of full-time physiotherapy of Dom, and I proved that I made Dom improve his life without really the help of the professional here in the UK.
You are doing it alone, because not only do you have Dom, not only
do you doing it by myself.
You're doing it by yourself, but not only do you have Dom, but Dom's dad isn't too well either. So you're having to care for everybody in your family.
Oh, yes. So it's all over the years I have doing this by myself, and that's why I thought that the social media is the only way to show, and also maybe there is somebody could see me how I desperate to find the answer of my son, and maybe he could or somebody could help Dom, and that's why I went to America with Dom. I mean, I've never been to America. I have to cross the world to find the answer, and I found this eminent consultant based in Florida, and he said to me that he can do anything for Dom. Unfortunately, I have no financial backing for this operation, which very, very expensive. We're talking probably a whole house of price, one house price, probably not enough. I mean, I've never had that kind of money. I'm only a full-time carer. I live in a simple life.
You're just one
but
person.
Because of my son. Yeah.
What can the consultant in America do to help Dom?
The consultant in America was a specialist of Dom's situation. He knows what Dom needs, and we had a Zoom consultation of Dom a year ago. And this year, I decided that he should see Dominic in person, so that Zoom consultation is different than face to face, which I satisfied his opinion, whereas here I don't satisfy.
How can people help you? The consultation in America is enough, but to actually get the job done, what kind of costs are we looking at then?
Well, the operation will be based there in Florida, and we had all the plan now. Everything is sent to me by via email. Everything, the cost, the procedure of Dom's situation, everything is all planned now. It's just a matter of sponsorship that I don't have. And that's why I set up a GoFundMe page, hoping that somebody could help Dom. Because I set up a GoFundMe page 4 years ago, and all I've raised was 2,000. It's not even enough to go to America for a ticket of
especially what the airlines are charging now. Now, so that we can get a full understanding of Dominic's situation, We've heard about clubfoot. What is a clubfoot? Can you describe what actually that is?
Well, the consultation I took Dominic to America for a consultation. Basically, he has to see Dom, the situation of Dom of his kneecap, the situation of Dom of his club feet, and his feet have become worse. I'm sure Chris, your partner there, seen how Dom's situation. And also the consultant went a year ago when he had a Zoom consultation. He looked at Dominic and Dom wasn't really improved a year ago. And then when he saw me 2 months ago, he said, Dom really improved by walking. And he can do an operation, but I guess having the operation there in America, after that, Dom will have to stop standing because of the operation. But the healing there, it would be a long, long time process because of constant physiotherapy. So the plan is to have to stay there for a long time until Dominic ready to walk by himself. And that's the time we come back to UK. And thinking about that, that's a lot of financial to fund Dominic out there, me and Dom. I have to be there, me and Dom, because I couldn't afford with my family go. That's why I went there by myself, just Dom and me.
So, I'm sure there are people listening right now who want to help. Can you give us details of how people can get involved and help you? Because I know we've got it on our website, all the details on the website, but for those people who can't read the website, can you tell us how we can help you?
Well, I have a YouTube. I do every day, Monday to Sunday. I've shown my whole life here in this world. Because I want to help my son. I know my son has the potential. Even the consultant won't give me equipment, PCU here in our community, because they said that Dom has only little mobility, but I made Dom stand with my own strength. And by helping me, that's why I set up a GoFundMe page. And also, if they want to know more about me and Dom, I'm willing to show them my YouTube account and my whole life and my TikTok also. And apart from that, because I'm here online, people think because Adam is disabled, I have a lot of negativity, which to me, there's no need to have negativity in this channel, in this journey, because I am a mom who really sacrificed my whole life just to give my son a better life in the future.
Give us details of your GoFundMe page, Anna. Can you give us details of the GoFundMe? Can you give us how we can reach the GoFundMe page?
Well, the GoFundMe page is already in your site, which...
For those who can't look at the website and are listening to us, can you just tell us how they can get to it and donate? What's the web address? The web address for the GoFundMe.
The web address. I have to look at this because again, I am not a pro technology, even though I am a YouTuber, but all I wish here is just a sponsorship of Dom. I'm not like other YouTubers that's the living or that's the job. So that's why I don't really know the technology, but I will have to go back to my YouTube and look at it.
Well, listen, what's your target? The target, well, how much are you looking to raise to make that dream.
Now look at, I'm looking at now to my GoFundMe page. Somebody donated £15 12 hours ago to two persons. My GoFundMe page name Annabelle Atwood. I don't know how you can find that, but again, I am not a technology. I don't know how, but
you're like a lot of us. Some of us aren't that good at technology, but I mean, if people do want to help, then they can get in touch with us at the station here. I'll give out the numbers in a minute.
Yeah, and the spelling of my name is Annabelle, and the Atwood is Attwood.
Annabelle Atwood. Go for me.
Yeah.
Annabelle, listen. Tell me, how old is Dominic right now?
16. He is 16 years old. Next month he will be 17.
Next Monday. Well, happy birthday. Next month. Happy birthday to Dominic. Yeah. And so he's in the prime of life. He's got a whole life ahead of him. Let's make that life worth it.
Yes. That's why I sacrificed my whole life, because I want to see my son better one day. Even a small improvement of my son, that's enough for me. Because at the moment he relies on me. He's improving. He's a strong young man.
And you're a strong lady. Really appreciate what you're doing. I'm trying my best. We really appreciate what you're doing, Annabelle. And let's try and help this lady here and her son and her family. And Annabelle, wishing you a brighter future. And
for you
and your son. And every day is, well, another day that you're getting closer and closer to your goal. So thank you for coming.
I hope so at the moment.
Thank you for coming and talking to us. And we'll hopefully get some regular updates on how you're doing.
Yes. Thank you so much, George.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay. And take care. Okay. And Dominic, happy birthday for next month, and take care.
Before we wrap up, if you'd like to keep up with Anna and Dom's journey, follow them online. You can find them on TikTok at YogiTang and on YouTube at youtube.com/AnnabelleAtwood. They're sharing more of Dom's story, updates on his progress, and inspiring moments along the way. So go check them out, follow, and show your support.